You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Gary Williamson is a professional photographer that often shares his amazing black and white snaps online. Now, he also happens to be registered blind and found that he can explore the world around him through his camera lens. And Gary is actually joining us now. It is so nice speaking with you today, Gary.
Hello, yeah, it's nice to be here as well.
Well, Gary, have you always been interested in photography? Is this a passion that you came upon when you were younger, or did it maybe come out a bit later in your life?
When I was sighted, I went to art college and I got into photography then. And I just seemed to be drawn to the fact of, I think it's having the mechanical thing that you actually ended up taking a picture and then processing it fully yourself. It showed me the magic of photography and being able to capture a moment. So that's how I first got into it. And that was about 17 years old.
So did you first get introduced to photography where, I guess at that point, it wouldn't have been digital as it is now?
No, it was film. And that's where you ended up in the dark room as well, developing your own film, which was fantastic. It's like magic when you see the image appear.
That must have been amazing. And now, obviously, do you work with digital cameras mostly these days, I guess, for practical reasons? Or are you still able to use a more manual camera with the film?
No film whatsoever now. I just wouldn't be able to. So that was around late 1980s, 88, 89, originally. And then in 2006, when I discovered digital camera, so quite a long break, and that I could put the image onto a computer and get really close to it and see the image, that's when I got back into it. And I thought, well, this is quite interesting, actually. I'm starting to explore the world around me again. And when I went, say, on holiday with people, I could take pictures and see them when I got home on my computer. They weren't any good, but they didn't need to be any good for, because to me, it was just as exploring the place I'd been to that I couldn't see while I were there.
Was it 2006 that you kind of rediscovered that digital photography is giving you this opportunity to go back to photography? So how long were you unable to maybe continue this passion? Like, when did you find out? Because I believe you have Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy.
Correct.
Which is a mouthful. But when did you first became aware of having sight issues?
So I took my camera with me around Europe, because at 18, I went hitchhiking round Europe, quit my job and travelled from England. And so this is 1990, so no mobile phones, no like cash cards that could be used everywhere. And I travelled around France, Spain, Portugal, and ended up in Gibraltar, where all of a sudden, whilst I'm looking for work in Gibraltar, my eyesight started going, and it went just blurred within a matter of days, literally. Within a 2 or 3 days, my eyesight started going, and I thought the map I'd took, I couldn't read, and the book I'd took with me, I couldn't read that anymore. And it wasn't coming back. It wasn't tiredness, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know that it was hereditary, that people in the family might have had it. I just knew that there was something wrong. So I had to get myself back in 1990 from Gibraltar all the way to England.
Now, let's jump back to, I guess, late 2000s. You've kind of had time to explore photography, digital photography. How did you dip your toes into it? Because you're doing this as a job now?
2006 is when I started to get a bit more into it with basic cameras, digital cameras. And then I noticed some of the images. I enjoyed taking the images as well. Rather than just doing it to see things, I enjoyed doing this. So I ended up carrying a camera a lot more, taking lots more pictures. And then I realised some of them, actually, people said, oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's a good picture. So I thought, oh, there is something there. So then I started to purposefully, when I were taking the image, study the scene a bit more. And I think blind people do understand what's going on around them more than sighted people, because we use all of our senses. My photography is a lot about of life. It's more street photography or people in life, little scenes. And I try and pick them out through what little eyesight I have also, but my senses of, you pass an open doorway and you know it's open, don't you? Because of the warm air coming out and the noise and the smell in it, you know it's lush, the shop lush, because of all the soap smells coming out. Or you know it's a music, or there's a guy playing the piano on the street, and I know that in about 10 meters, there's a guy playing the piano. So I get my camera ready. And I think that does give me an added advantage to some of the street photographers, because a blind person explores the world in 360 degrees, meaning you're listening to everything behind you, around you, above you, the smells, the feel of the pavement, the understanding of the world. And then you're also using the little sight that you have to make some sense of it. That's why, for those who can see my pictures, the very high contrast black and white, because that's the world I'm kind of seeing in, is that more high contrast. And when figures pop is what I notice. Loads of my photography is surprises, because I am just looking for one blur, but sometimes I then go on the computer and thought, oh my goodness, there was somebody stood right next to me. Oh, and you know, you've got their image and you think, oh no, because they were stood in the shadows, you didn't see them. Because I'll just look for that definition of where the shadow comes around, is enveloped by light. And that's what I want to capture. But I've always had a really good mental mapping. So what I do is very carefully over time, I'm not as good in a new place, but where I can just build up my route and go up and down streets and follow light and see what's happening and what's going on around me.
Would you mind telling us actually how much do you see? Like if we were in your shoes, what would we see?
So I have very poor central vision, very, very poor with no detail. And I have limited peripheral vision. I'm colorblind as well, quite drastically colorblind over a big range of colors. So that's why I predominantly photograph black and white. I've always said, some people may understand there's a film Predator, which the alien wears a camouflage suit. And so when he's in the woods and he's got like a camouflage suit, the people seeing him know there's something there but can't make it out. And that's what it's like for me. It's a mismatch of blurs. And the blur that moves differently to everything else is a figure. You have to assume. Being blind is life's full of assumptions, and you just have to. If the subject is lit, I can see it a little bit further and only a few feet away. But if it's not, if it's the same contrast as the background, then I'm nearly walking into people, which is quite difficult. When I'm working with my camera, I have a 20 times magnifier, which is a stand magnifier that I've cut down so I can see the back of the screen. Without that, I wouldn't see any of the information on the screen whatsoever. And that also helps me to use with me editing.
Well, Gary, I would like you to maybe choose one of your favorite photos that you could maybe describe to us. Would that be okay?
Yes. My wife and I were in Keswick, and there's an old railway tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel, I could see this, and I thought, this is really photographic. So it's a self-portrait. It just came together. So I videoed myself. I also put the camera to take photos repeatedly. And I said to my wife, I'm going to walk down the tunnel, but I want to be in the middle of the tunnel. You need to shout whether I need to go left or right. We're in this tunnel, and it's an extremely long tunnel with light at the end and lights going down the top. And people are walking past, and my wife shouting, left a bit, right a bit. So I'd actually be in this tunnel, and people must have been wondering what's going on. Basically, because of the strip lighting, there is a black round stripe, then a white stripe of light, then black, then all the way down the tunnel. So this tunnel has shadows, then light, all the way down the tunnel to this bright light at the end, which glows through. And I'm in the middle of the image, which is a solitary figure down the middle of the image wearing black. And I put that in black and white. And it just has impact for me. And I just like it because it feels a bit James Bond, if the original at the beginning of the films. And that kind of image, I think it just says a lot that you're heading towards this light, the unknown, and you're just dealing with things. And I think it's the whole process of that image said a lot to me, that I was able to come out with that image just by having that vision, that understanding of life around me.
Gary, that photo sounds absolutely amazing, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us. Now, I know you are on social media, so if you wanted to get in touch, or maybe if we have some residual site and we would like to check out some of your photos, where can we follow you?
The main place would be Instagram, and my username on Instagram is swirly_magnolia.
Well, that's fantastic. Gary Williamson, photographer, thank you so much for speaking today on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.